Be thinking about this. What's the dumbest, most elaborate prank you've ever pulled? Now, we've done these, you know, as a part of April Fools for, you know, many, many, many years. We do prank phone calls all the time. But this is kind of a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without spending hundreds of dollars filling your work fridge with cheese for no good reason, then you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that? Do we really like cheese, or are we just trying to be funny?
I think we're trying to be funny. This guy says he added an unopened block of cheese to his work fridge for an entire month, started posting videos on TikTok.
I've been adding a block of cheese to the fridge at work every day for the past month.
Yeah, it just shows him kind of walking with the block of cheese in hand to the fridge and then putting it in alongside about 15 other blocks of cheese.
So far, no one has said anything about the large accumulation of cheese.
And then he just shuts the refrigerator door and walks off. There is like a large, like 15, 16 bricks of cheese just in like the corner of the fridge on a shelf.
Wow.
Yeah, he said no one said anything about the cheese until one day he was about to add his daily block of cheese, only to find out that all the cheese had disappeared.
Oh.
There was a ransom note. Said, I saw your video. The cheese is mine now.
Oh, my God. Somebody stole the cheese.
Someone stole the cheese. I know, but now everybody's like, how expensive was that? How elaborate and expensive was that prank? That prank must have cost him, you know, because cheese ain't cheap.
No, it's not.
So you figure maybe $5 per brick of cheese.
Is it Velveeta? Is it the good stuff? Like,
no,
what are we talking about?
It's you know, it's like slicing cheese. It's cheese that you would buy at the grocery store. Not,
oh, it's pre-sliced. Okay.
No, it's not pre-sliced. It's,
oh, okay. It's that's what I'm talking about. Like Velveeta's bricks of cheese.
No, it's not Velveeta. It's okay. It's not processed cheese. It's normal cheese. It's like a brick of Colby Jack or something like that. You know what I mean? So it's
from the deli part.
Yeah, from the deli. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you don't normally shop.
I don't go there. Prepackaged stuff all the way.
I know, exactly. Wait, hang on. Was it pre-sliced cheese? No, there's actual cheese that you have to buy that you have to actually slice yourself.
Okay.
And that's what he was doing. So at about $5 a pop, you know, he's dropping. I mean, that's at least a $50 or more prank that he was involved in.
Listen, add in some crackers, some fruit, and some jellies. You can have yourself a killer charcuterie spread there.
Right? got a message from a listener. It wasn't very elaborate prank, but I saw my friend had left his car unlocked in the school parking lot. Textbooks, iPad, all that just lying there. So I took everything from his car, put it all in mine, hid my car on the other side of the parking lot, and he freaked out, voice quivering, angry at the same time, ended the prank right before he built up enough anger to accuse me.
Oh, my gosh. And then Chris texted, I once bought a dozen donuts, 6 cream filled, 6 jelly filled. I sucked the jelly and the cream out with a straw and replaced it with ketchup and mayo and took them to work, waited for my first victim. It was hilarious.
That is elaborate. That's time spent right there.
Yes, it is.
That is time spent.
That took preparation. Dang.
If you can beat any of those, we'd love to hear some of those stories. Most elaborate or slash expensive prank, dumbest prank you've ever pulled. 502-571-9970. That coming up next. Dude kind of went viral because he stacked his work refrigerator full of unopened blocks of cheese until finally the cheese went missing. But it went on for over a month. So, what's the most elaborate prank you've ever pulled?
So, Tina texted in, my old friend group used to prank each other all the time. One time we filled up the inside of a guy's car with unrolled toilet paper top to bottom. We probably should have checked the weather to make sure it wasn't going to rain he had to remove it. He wasn't happy with us the next morning when he woke up late and it was raining.
Oh, no.
Dang. There's so many text messages, too. My family, Angelina said, my family saved single socks where the other in the pair is lost for years. My brother and I gathered them all up and used them instead of TP to prank his best friend. Socks in the tree, on the roof, all over the lawn.
Oh, my gosh. Elaborate. Jordan.
So my sister-in-law and I decided to mess with my brother, and we moved everything out of their house. Oh. Everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, how long did that take?
Hours. Like an entire workday.
And just put it, like, in the front yard?
No. We put in, rented a U-Haul.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my Talk gosh. About expensive and elaborate, man. Jordan, that was it.
He called the cops instantly.
Oh, I would too, I think.
So, yeah, I had a lot of explaining to do and a lot of moving to do. And then he didn't talk to me for like a month.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, but you know what? Wow. Hashtag worth it.
Worth it. I still brag about it, and it was worth it.
As you should. Jordan, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, see you, buddy. How are you too?
Oh, that's going to be tough to beat.
Eric, so what has been the most elaborate prank you've ever been involved in?
So I work at a post office just up the river from you guys, and this woman who was a Kentucky fan used to come out and put balloons on my mail truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, this one time I got her phone number, and she worked in an office there, so I took pictures of her car and listed it on Craigslist for her for like $1,500, and I just left it on there all weekend. So I get back into the office, like, delivering that next Monday, and she's just glaring at me like she did. And I just couldn't keep a straight face. Like, my phone's been blowing up all weekend. I was like, it was April Fool's. So I was like, April Fool's, you know?
People been wanting to buy my car.
That is funny. He finally just said it was sold, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Eric, thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, we had a fabulous boss a couple years ago, and we had a great team, but I kind of like to pull pranks secretly and played off actually a couple of them. My boss had a statue of a horse in his office.
Wait, a statue of what?
A horse.
Oh, God. You didn't pronounce that very well.
I'm a horse.
I heard something different, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, a horse.
All right, go ahead.
I would, at night before I would go home from work, I'd climb up on his desk and dress it in Build-A-Bear clothes.
I did this
for about a year. He couldn't figure out who was doing it. It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
I mean, the time commitment for that is commendable,
yeah,
Jennifer.
A year.
That is commendable.
You have to be patient when you're pulling pranks. Like, you can't want that immediate gratification. You gotta wait.
You gotta play the long game.
You gotta play the long game. You've gotta be in it for the long haul.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. You really have to be chill about it. Like, you just gotta wait. You've gotta do the poker face. I don't know who's doing this to you.
Oh, gosh.
Kind of thing.
That is funny. Oh, Jennifer, you've been a ball to talk to this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. Take care. See you.
All right.
And then Shaq sent us a note that said, my so-called friends wrapped every single thing in my room in Christmas wrapping paper, bed, pillows. Individual shoes, dresser, lamp, everything in my room. They used about 15 rolls of wrapping paper at least.
Oh my gosh, please tell me you got a picture before you opened everything back up.
That is elaborate. I love this. Well,
that's epic. Amber, one more. Amber said, I put Tabasco sauce in my coworker's Mountain Dew.
Ew.
His face turned beet red. He ran to the water fountain. So funny. But needless to say, he got me back by putting anchovies in my coffee.
Oh, gross.
Oh,
oh gosh. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for all the calls, all the texts, posts, and tweets about these elaborate pranks on 99.7 DJX.